And he saw that the whole world was good, including man. But after the heaven is ready, this is what he feels him, so we go to heaven. But after the Satan puts his face in the peace all over the world, then he made man again. After Satan had confused things, he made man again. The truth that he had confused things is what man was under the vision. He made him, and he put Carlton to be under the feet of three. And he came from him his man. While he was under the feet of three. So even his name was from the world that had been put in that city. He made him from his man while he was under the feet of three. If he was under the feet of three, his man also was under the feet of three. Now, his identity is really identified as his nation and his purity, like our faith and our. So really, he just called Stephen. But look at the Christ is called Eve. And Eve means the son going down. Eve is the son going down. Indeed. So she is God's son. She's the dark side of him. And she is the one created after the full of Satan on God's creation. So no wonder then that this is the child of terror for his sake. For he was just Jesus. But so when she's awake, she didn't get involved. The bright sun has gone. And it's Jesus' time for her. He wants to rest, not to work. Even times back then, it was for us to rest, it's not for work, it's for rest. So he was born to rest, not to work. And this is another thing that distinguishes himself from other religions, especially those that are Christians. The Christians have their religion coming, and the religion coming to give you rest. Islam is a religion that says your God never takes rest. But in the Old Testament, the people that they asked God, when will you rise up from your sleep? God, be your sleep. When will you rise up from your sleep and deal with our problems? Except for her, something says, God, does not swallow and does not sleep. That's a correction of what's saying in Genesis, coming into the Old Testament, about God. And then in Christian things, he comes to give you rest. The Prophet said, surely the difficulty of rest. And just as difficult, the first is you to get rid of it. Did you hear me between your religions? There are real, deep, profound differences. It makes a big difference. Do you know that I'm the devil today? Do you know if it wasn't for the Jews and the religious teachers of the East who had ancient gods, America would have conquered the Islam? If they had been left alone to find their way on this planet, they'd still be enslaved, still be savage, barbaric, war-torn, lust, sex and wine. They'd still be like that. But the people of the book, Jews, came to them with a message to convert them. And after converting them, their bodies, of course, have been beside them to give them wisdom for the time.
Yes.
Wisdom for the time. They include this reconciliation. And they were left on their own interest. need to be consistent in terms of moral principles and ethics. It needs to be consistent. And they have the freedom to make it consistent. But they do it. They do it. So the children who have more discipline than mine, they always in a position to tell them, I'm not false, what I do. And believe me, they are not false, what I do.
That's right.
They do.
That's right.
The lies they call the angels, they're not false, what I do. But in Israel, we don't have that.
Right.
We don't have that. The Lord heard it and said, and not necessarily to the extent you can find a way. They have a problem with this system in the jail. But they have the fact that it's so clear on what they're supposed to do that most of our belief that you can't just surrender. No, you can't just surrender. And you hold on to that as a sure one for your peace of God, the God of God. God will reveal to your heart as a man that if you have been touched by
yourself,
I'm not going to do that. Yes, He will give you a new rhythm, and I want that. Will have you to feel the room forever, He will. Whosoever He got it, and whosoever we leave without guidance, it's death. It's not guidance. It's not guidance. So don't think God guided Moses, it won't guide you. It ain't gonna matter the devil, but you got God won't guide you. Just like you did Moses. Doesn't mean you don't need a prophet, but you'll guide you, just like you guided Moses. Just like the teachers in this world, they even believe in the end of time. And I don't want to spend any time on prophets and not be alive. They believe that there's going to be a guided one after Muhammad. They call me a Nazi. And they have basis for this in the saying of Muhammad. They teach me the saying of Prophet Muhammad, teach me for him. That he'll be the likely guided one, the Nazi. And Sumer, I heard the Nazi, that he was familiar with the history of Sumer. Most of the history of Sumer. They claim the Nazi. A great people there. They claim Nazi. And it doesn't mean they didn't have more than one Nazi. No. But there was a need for a Nazi. You want a Nazi. Yeah. And then, Prophet Muhammad said that God was also the gift of the Prophet, he will get it. I will get it. Tell him the word that he, which means to forgive the world of intention and not only at the end of time, but at certain periods of time. So the need arises.
Yeah.
He will give the people and will get it. So Islam will never be lost. Islam will lose its goodness and become old, dilapidated, attachment to intelligent and beautiful nature people. But God has told Muhammad and he has told us. God has inspired our prophet to tell us that whenever it's necessary, he will have a prophet that will bring about a renewal and bring back the presence that you give. So prayer was. He will take it over and lose his presence too. The first.
Yes.
That's the first thing we would give to the mission of accepting his law. We would give it the first.
Yes.
I've heard some of them say, pray about it. We would pray about it. We would give it the first. We would strong.
Long way, long.
I don't want you to understand was what the Christians call Verbum Christi. Verbum Christi. It hadn't been adulterated by strange man or errant man or leaving the way. It was a dominated, it was a beautiful, healthy, virgin world. Virgin. And Satan not only man to be his own being, mankind. Man meaning mankind. What I mean, he didn't want the unity of the human man, of the human leadership. Okay? That's clear about the name, that's clear enough. He wants the unity of mankind, all the nations and races of people, to be in harmony with one another and have a human as their nation. And God said, I'm going to have it that way for you. So he made Adam to be the first coming for all people. And he said, Noah, and others at the same time. And he said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is the sign that a leader will be born out of virgin creation. No man will have a chance to do that. All the young 7 years I can imagine that I would one day be this world and this is the be God and be in this life. I couldn't have imagined it. I bet that my father is not here, he would be jumping for joy. But I don't know what he's going to so he will demand his order to searching and obeying God. Not just obeying him, but searching too. Searching for the truth and obeying his God. Doesn't have any word. Yes, he was a scripture man. He was a man of scripture. He loves scripture. That was his love. Scripture. Yes. Okay, so now we have this belief that God created the world and created it in the nature we call the Muslim nation, yielding to the will of his creator. And now he makes us from that creation, therefore we are inherently Muslim. That means the material that made you already had, the material that formed you already had Muslim in it before you were born. That's what it means. So you were inherently Muslim. You were inherently Muslim, and your religion by nature is this one. You were created for this one. But it took God to reveal this to you because man's mental powers are limited. He had ideas. He found it out God was giving him an idea. He found from himself that God, there is God, and God is one. Those people found that in the Bible, they're called seers. That's what he called. They're called seers. They're called, what are they called? But in world of the scriptures, they're called philosophers. And in the Bible, they're called seers. So, then God says, this is confusion. Then God says to us, this is the religion of Islam. And God gives us an understanding of what Islam means. He says, he is the one that is after from Israel, of Israel, from Babylon. He is the one that is after us. So now that's what happens. The sky, heaven, and earth. Which means he is the one that brought us out for the first time. The sky, heaven, and the earth. It means originating. Originating brings us out for the first time. He is the one that we then he gives us this time. He says, a sin time, it is the religion of sin time.
Yes.
So it is the religion of origin.
Yes.
This religion is the religion of origin. Isn't this in accordance with the Bible and the teacher has always existed in? And the people began the traditional spirit and all. The people saying who were lost in misery. Give me that old tragedy.
Yes.
It was good enough for my father, it was good enough for me. Did everybody say it?
Yes.
How have you been thinking about the church when they were not yet free to eat and the church? How have you been thinking about the church? That was a kingdom of connection with Israel.
Yes.
That they still had in that spirit. If it didn't have it in that heart.
Right.
And that spirit was grabbed out. Give us that old passage. It was a spirit of our father. And his father said, oh, it. So he came to the devil. It was a spirit of our father, the spirit of our king. And the truth is, when they saw something wrong with the church, they said, this old rugged cross.
Yes.
The very end of the stuff that changed in there. That was their time. This old rugged the very end of the substance is changing death, and death, I hope to change it one day. So to get off the strong, to be free, to be engaged in the that's strong. Now we see crowding the earth at night, on a real night. It was to be free to stand into the God that God promised to lead them. They didn't wait to tell me the way of the heaven and the God can talk to this. He thanked God for it, and I'll be shouting by myself if you don't know. I said, I come off of this today. I come off of God for this today. Because it is our salvation. If you lose the way that you love, and someone bring the baby that you know is your baby. No matter how pretty that baby is, no matter how faithful, much friend that baby is, they ain't gonna take the statue so you can even just get your baby. But that's my baby.
Not that it's not in other religions, but other religions have not brought it out. It is what people say.
It's love is the vision that recognizes human beings. To be human, and to be human, as one philosopher said, to be human is to make mistakes. That you will make mistakes. You will err. You will forbid to think. Nothing is going to change that. That's human nature. Some of us will be angels, some will be better than others, but there will always need to be those to make mistakes. And Allah gives us the message that we have the prophet. That was an anger. He gave us the message that was the image and we are. A human being is all stands for a human being like yourself. Special and miserable human being like yourself. So God in this religion does not ask us to separate from the world, to not have wives, etc. He wants us to live in a normal human life, a trust human life, and to forgive one another as Jesus Christ in the Bible of the New Testament. He is only preached that we should, that God is forgiven, but he preached that his followers should also be forgiven and forgive one another. Don't hold things against one another. Don't keep up all the time. It's a time to, you know. Everything dies against it. For your man and sisters, for your brother, it's a time to. Don't just keep man and sisters for your brother, or for your sister, or for your wife, or your husband. Let those things die. And just still do it to go on. Then, the person holds on to grudges and bitterness, etc., it works against them. The disease. They will take away their beauty and take away their happiness, killing them forever, killing them forever. So let us be forgiving. This problem of resistance that Jesus forgiving. Forgiveness that we should forgive. This problem of religion that doesn't say just because brothers can have 10 days after Ramadan. The whole Bible religion can do what he did. No! We are sharing different things. One will excel in that. Another will excel in some other degree. Or some other thing that God has said that will carry the eye of the child. So let us look at each other as one all, one strong, one soldier, then another. Look at us all as brothers and sisters only. And don't raise one up on the you don't know where you come from. And the difference, when you see that person you raise up, maybe you'll be in the hell fire. And the person you put down, maybe in the death of food. Amen. That's the Bible saying, amen. You don't know. You don't know. No matter how good a person looks at you, no matter how good I look at you, don't you make a judgment that I'm better than them. I'm serious. I'm very serious. Don't you make a judgment that I'm better than this person? You don't know that. I don't know that. I have no way of knowing that I'm better than this person. This person sitting here for me and not looking at that. I don't even know that. Only God can tell me that. I have no way of knowing that. I don't know what I'm saying. I got a lot of faults that I wish I didn't have. Yeah. yourself and change who you are. So in the conclusion is, remember these two things. One from Hosanna and the other from Homecoming to Pastor, where I've been teaching you all day. The Hosanna, John says, and kick the dead thereof. So here's what the Bible calls. He don't think it's all me the same. We can't all be as good as the other. He knows that. But he only wrote us all for the dead. There will be two things, one bad, one is bad, and the other is good. And you choose the dead. Take the dead. Always take the dead. Don't take the worst. He said, it's take the dead thereof. And what is he talking about first? The word God is dead. They're talking about God that gives you many excuses to be weak and to not to be in the need. I want to walk all of us to the side of the feet, but it's not to be in the lead. And if we have to die to be in the lead, and we love to be in the lead only for God, or only for the advancement of this Muslim community, we are fighting for the better of our sisters in the lead. Because what people, all the people in that community, is more power. It's a bad way. So we will be there in line. But we will be kept as as the person who is next to the leader.
Right.
Therefore, all of us want the same thing. That is the best for our nation. And when we celebrate the victory, nobody is going to be more happy than us. We all will have the same happiness if we all desire it for the whole community. That's what God wants for us. And you possess the best of us. So he wants us to be selective. Don't just take something. Look and see. It's going to put your ass. Don't try to get to the Quran now. He gives us this. Everything he gives us for Quran or his God is to be applied to the Quran. So when he says, think the best of us, that means in all your thinking, when you're walking the street and thinking to yourself, this is the chief of all for the best of all. And you will become a better person. More productive, more useful, et cetera. And don't favor one of your children that's really not as good a Muslim as another. Over the other, because they your children. This child, when you with me, I don't care. I'll have a child that's not better, but I don't know that I found it all that perfect if that other one is obedient to God. And you let your brother know that you're my brother, son. That's your material death. You have the third one that you don't have. So come on, you're not a dad in life. I don't want to know your brother is superior to you. You can't follow the reason for God, and do so mad. You can go out and read the movie. The chair is going to waste your time, but man, that's the hair is.
That's the truth of the spirit, but you can't hear her, John.
I can't hear her, baby. And take the best ever. Now let's go to the position of our prophet. What he said. He said the best of you now, or the best of you in days later. So isn't that the best thing? That there's an original nature we call the womb. And whether you're dealing with or not, that nature stands out. Those people are dealing with that nature stood out. And now you are not in the dark. You're in the light. God is the one with the dark. And you stand out again. But he said, those who stand out back, the those who stand out back there in the name of Jesus. Isn't it funny?
Yes,
ma'am.
Oh, yes.
And it's true for us. This is true for us. And I'm just following God's help. follow not only the prophet, he said, and follow those after him who follow him in excellence. In excellence. So this is taking the best of us, right? Taking the best of us. So if you live a life going after excellence, you are doing what God said. You are following the best thereof. So, authorities are partly legitimate. Our credit is to be given in Israel to those leaders who follow in Israel in the tradition that Prophet Muhammad said. The excellence that God revealed and the excellence that he gave us in Muhammad's excellence. The excellence that he revealed to us and Muhammad's excellence. For he said to us, you certainly have in Muhammad both of them have happened, a most excellent model for any who believes in God and answering to their God. The last day, when you believe that you have to answer to their God, to be beautiful, brothers and sisters. This is very so clear and so beautiful. That a human being can live in this religion and be harmful. You can get angry with somebody, call them, tell them, or whatever. And you can come back to your problem and still love yourself as much as a year before you call them. Anymore. Well, that's the problem, that's all you got to read. There's no amount of good that you have to cover yourself. That's the problem. That was not very bad, or half that is just guided by the life of me.